People who live near the Foxconn project in Racine County peppered local officials last night with questions at a meeting in Mount Pleasant. Part of the focus was yesterday's announcement that Foxconn chairman Terry Goh will be reducing his role at the company. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports that a proposed road widening to serve Foxconn is also of much concern.
Terry Goh has been Foxconn's highest-profile executive, meeting with President Donald Trump and earlier this year again promising Trump that Foxconn will build an LCD screen manufacturing plant in Mount Pleasant. So when Goh announced yesterday to the Reuters news agency that he's scaling back his day-to-day involvement with the company, Racine County resident Jeff Loken wondered what that means for Foxconn's plans in Wisconsin.
So what happens now if Terry Goh isn't going to be in charge? Someone else is, presumably. Is he going to go along with the same thing? It seems to me Foxconn's in trouble financially, or is at least pulling back. They're laying off people in China.
Loken joined about 25 other people last night at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall for a monthly public meeting about Foxconn. The Taiwan-based firm did not send a representative, so that left it to the village's Foxconn project director, Claude Loyce, to take most of the questions, like responding to whether Goh's curtailed schedule will affect the plans here.
My initial reaction is no. Foxconn also put out a press release later. He's still chairman. Is he stepping away from some of the day-to-day operations? That's what the article says.
Loyce also replied to several pointed questions about Foxconn's stated plans to eventually hire 13,000 people in Wisconsin.
So they're phasing this in over a period of time, which was always the plan, folks. This is nothing new. There wasn't going to be 13,000 jobs here in 2020. It was never said that. It was never sold that way. It was never presented that way. So patience, please.
Loyce says he'll try to get a company official to next month's Foxconn briefing in Mount Pleasant. Tonight in Kenosha, there may be a vote on another controversial piece of the puzzle. It's a plan to widen Highway KR, just east of the main Foxconn property. KR is the border between Kenosha and Racine counties. In late afternoon, the two-lane road gets a fair amount of traffic, and some drivers go over the speed limit of 45 miles per hour. Some people who live along KR don't like the expansion plan endorsed by the county executives of Racine and Kenosha. Leslie Mai's house is on the Mount Pleasant side of the road in Racine County. She says the problem is the scope of the project.
Because it's not just four lanes. It's a 22 to 32 foot median. It's huge 8-foot shoulders. They're trying to put in a 10-foot bike path on my property and run that along KR.
Mai says the road widening would take most of her front yard.
It would mean devastation, actually. What that will most likely cause to happen is something called an uneconomic remnant. And what that means is the remaining property is so devalued by what is taken that the county of Racine will be forced to purchase my property in total.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has been working with the two counties. The DOT's Foxconn project director, Brett Wallace, says he's trying to minimize property impact. Wallace also says if the widening occurs, there'll be an effort to hold down vehicle speeds.
Certainly everyone's committed to monitor traffic when the project is built and to be prepared with some mitigation, some speed mitigation that could be implemented.
A statement from the Racine County Executive's Office says no construction will begin until both the Kenosha and Racine County boards formally approve the KR plans. The Kenosha County Board is expected to vote tonight. The Racine County Board meets next week. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.